And we're excited this morning to be here, and warm greetings from Leonard and I to all of you and to all of you that are listening online. We had several members call and say they had been exposed to someone who had been exposed to COVID, and so they're waiting until they find out whether or not their friend has COVID. So I would just encourage everyone to really be careful during this time. It seems like there is an uptick of COVID cases, and we want to not move in fear, but we do want to move in wisdom. Amen. And so, Lord, we pray for all of our members this morning that are sitting out, that hopefully they're watching this morning live. Lord, we just thank you, Father, that you guard them, protect their friends, Lord God. We just thank you for good reports from each one of these cases. And Lord, we lift up those that are in the hospital right now and those that are struggling with COVID-19. Father, we just thank you for your healing miracles to fill their bodies. We thank you, Lord, for your miracle power, Lord, to heal and restore them. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, that by your grace, Father God, by your grace, we will make it through this in Jesus' name. And we thank you for your wisdom, Lord, as you lead us and guide us, Lord. You've never forsaken the righteous. And so, Lord, we trust you this morning. Lord, with our very lives, we trust you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So welcome, friends and guests, this morning. And we are going to get ready for Dr. Henry's presentation this morning. But before we do that, I just wanted to share a little bit about this series. This series is called Churches That Heal. And it brings healing to the inner man, to your soul, through the Word of God, by encouraging each member of the body of Christ to use their gifts. It is the body connected together using our gifts that causes us to be strengthened, the scripture says. And so we'll do a little more teaching on this as we go, but I did want to read the parable that Dr. Henry will be talking about, which is on the next slide. Okay? And so if we can read that together. He also spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, "Look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground?" But he answered and said to him, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and fertilize it, and if it bears fruit, well. But if not, after that, you can cut it down." And so Dr. Henry in this session, you can get ready to play that. Dr. Henry in this session is going to talk about three main ingredients, and they are grace, truth, and time. And the process in this parable that Jesus was talking about is digging around, fertilizing, and giving it time. All right, we're ready.